is always very attentive to his guests.
Girls of her age have a tendency to be a bit too forward. The creature is not human, it is a vampire.
How can you defeat a monster like that?
There are ways.
You do not know what he is capable of! He is evil! Do you hear me, Van Helsing?
Okay, here's the deal. Dario Argento's biggest legacy is from his Giallo horror films from the 70s and 80s, though his new version of Dracula shows that he still has some fight left in him. This lower-budgeted tale of the classic vampire sticks fairly close to the original Bram Stoker story. However, there's a few new twists and turns in the plot. Featuring some too brightly lit cinematography and low-res special effects, this might look better presented in today's 3D, if you can find it that way. Thomas Kretschmann is decent as the Count, but Rutger Hauer kind of phones in his performance as Van Helsing. Still, Argento scores some big points for throwback overly red blood, scenes of sudden and gory violence, and a few twists that make the film go absolutely bonkers at times. Dario Argento's Dracula gets 3 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.